I'm Cherry Gregg, and this is a Studio 2 Extra. Last October, Dr. Alicia Marshall stepped into one of the most consequential roles in Philadelphia higher education, becoming the president of the Community College of Philadelphia. The college had been searching for new leadership since the spring after the board voted to remove longtime president Dr. Guy Generals, following more than a decade at the helm. Marshall brings a career-long background in community colleges and becomes just the seventh president in CCP's history. She takes over at a pivotal moment, not just for the institution, but for higher ed more broadly. I began our conversation by asking how she sees CCP's role in creating real pathways to lasting careers and why she believes she's the right person to lead the way.
Community colleges, just in general, are really the access point by which many individuals pursue higher education and access to a career. And if it were not for community colleges, a lot of folks wouldn't be doing what they're doing. We hear from our alumni every single day around what a difference the Community College of Philadelphia in particular has made in their life.
So you, in actuality, see this as a critical time to step into leadership.
I do, because if not me, then who, right? You know, there are maybe some folks that are a little bit nervous about going into the sector right now. And so when you look at that, and I think about the time that I've put in, I was a faculty member. I started off actually as an adjunct faculty member in the math department at Anne Arundel Community College in Maryland. And I have been in multiple positions in higher ed. I saw the opportunity to create not only opportunities for students, but also for folks like me that wanted to lead and wanted to move into spaces where they could really make a difference for our students. Who else is going to do it?
But, you know, you came in, though, in addition to what was going on nationally, you know, with funding, there was a shakeup at CCP as well. Because they had union issues as well. I mean, there was a lot going on. Some of the students felt disrupted by a lot of that. Mm-hmm. And so you have your work cut out.
We do. I would say I believe that we are having a great opportunity to continue to talk and work with the union leadership. My office, the cabinet, and my leadership team, we meet with the Federation leadership once a month. Mm-hmm. That will continue under my leadership. That's an opportunity for us to talk about issues and challenges and really have a solution-oriented conversation.
Yeah.
One of the things that I think has been a strong point for me that I use and that helps me with this relationship is that I used to be a faculty member. Mm-hmm. I understand what it's like, you know, and I don't forget that. You're not going to argue with me about what's best for students.
I wanted to sort of talk about some of the efforts to sort of increase certain underrepresented populations at CCP. I know the previous administration had invested heavily in increasing Latino enrollment. Did that work? And is that effort ongoing?
Yeah, so we actually have had an increase in Latino enrollment, and my mother actually is from Panama, so this is something that's near and dear to my heart as well. One of the things that we're working on is trying to make sure that we're supporting our international students, and we do have opportunities to provide them support. We also have had some open activities where we invite the entire college community, but they are hosted by the Latino population. So we have a commencement opportunity where we particularly celebrate our Latino students and their commencement activities, but we invite all the college to that and any student can attend those events. So we want to continue with that in terms of creating the community so that people feel supported and they feel at home. And I'm pleased to report that our enrollment for our Latino population has been rising over the past few years. We were at 18% last time I checked, and we are headed up in the positive direction. So we look forward to continuing to support that population.
Yeah. So I wonder, you talked about openly about being Afro-Latina with family roots going and back to Panama. You talked about that. How does your identity sort of shape your desire to increase access at CCP?
I think that's a great question. My mother actually came to this country as a young adult at the age of 21. When she came to the country, prior to that, she really lived in Panama with little to no means. But one of the things that she passed down to me was the value of education. Mm-hmm. In Panama, and the stories that she told me, and I did get to visit Panama with her last year for summer vacation, so that was great. But the story she shared with me was that it didn't matter how much money you had. Education really was a class statement. So even if you were poor, but you had education, if you were a principal, if you were a teacher, that was you were very valued in that culture. And so they instilled in me the importance of education. And I brought that with me moving forward. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I think is important that I'm passionate about is creating additional opportunities for others. In addition to that, when you talk about, you know, how do I think about my race and my identity and how that impacts my career, impacts the work that I do, particularly as an undergraduate student who was looking to go into a graduate course to try to become a teacher, I was told by a white male professor, you should not teach mathematics. And I didn't listen to him. Obviously, mm-hmm. I went on and I still pursued that. I became a teacher. I became a department head of mathematics. And I actually saw him later as we were peers, both department heads for our departments.
Did he apologize?
He was really old at that point. I felt sorry for him. I was like, he probably doesn't even remember. Mm-hmm. But I think about that. And I think about how many people may have listened
and stopped their education. Yeah.
And I think I'm here as a model for people to see, you mm-hmm. know, you can look like me, you can be a college president, you can be a math professor, you can really do whatever it is that you want to do. Don't let anyone say no. And I think it's very powerful in terms of how I see myself and how I hope others see me as a way to opportunity for them.
Yeah. And I wanted to, I know this is kind of personal, and I read that, you know, you see your son and a lot of the students, and you lost your son. He was actually on his way to a community college in Maryland when he got in a tragic accident. Sort of, you know, as a mom who lost her son, when you walk around campus and you see him, how does that impact the way you lead and the way you do this type of work for students?
I think it really mm-hmm. pushes me to do more.
Yeah.
I see the community college students at the Community College of Philadelphia as my students, as my children. As the interim president, I had the privilege and honor of being the officiator of the commencement ceremony in this past May. Every student that came across that stage, most of them, they jumped in my arms and gave me a hug. And I can't tell you how I felt that day. Unfortunately, my only son never got the opportunity to graduate from college. But that day, I saw all my children graduate.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's a thing to keep you going. As we wrap up, I want to look forward 10 years. And, you know, when you think about the future, how do you see community colleges playing a role in America, but also in Philadelphia?
Okay. No, I appreciate this question. I feel like in some ways we're the best kept secret. We're getting out now because our enrollment is growing, but there are a lot of institutions, and I think in certain spaces, and you talk about like beyond Philadelphia, where people feel like it's just a community college. We are really providing high quality education. And not only are we doing that, we're doing smaller class sizes, we're providing wraparound services. So you are getting a high quality education from faculty who are focused on teaching. That's what they do. They mm-hmm. come to work to teach. They're not necessarily doing a lot of research and all that. Many of them do, but their main purpose at the job is to teach and to bring students into their fields. And so we are providing something that you're just not going to get elsewhere. And I think the more people identify with that, the more people understand how much it costs to have a four-year degree and how much you're going to save. Temple is one of our top transfer mm-hmm. institutions. If students start with us, they save at least $50,000 over the course of their bachelor's degree. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it's much more for Drexel, over $100,000. This is a lot of money. And even if you have it, let's be real. Why would you give it away if you could still get to the same place by saving thousands of dollars?
And my last question is, what do you want CCP to be known for? I know your presidency just began, but once it's over, what do you want CCP to be known for?
I think that CCP is already known for this being a special place where dreams are going to come true. And there's a lot of ways that can happen. I think that we're already on the cusp of bringing different ways for that to happen. We just launched our Navy program, which is non-destructive testing and naval welding, where students are graduating in a very short term, 4.5 month program, and they can come out for non-destructive testing and make $77,000 a year. Wow. So there's also these opportunities outside of the traditional four-year pathway where we're really creating in a short period of time that you can go through a program and you can actually come out making a living wage and take care of your family as a career. And so I think that in 10 years, I want CCP to be known as the place to go, the city's college, where we're going to skill you up and we're going to ensure that you're on that pathway to success for your career and for your life.
Another question popped into my head because, you know, there's all this disillusionment with higher ed. And a lot of people don't think college is worth it. They just don't want to be bogged down in student loans. Yeah. They feel like, you know, they can't actually work once they get these degrees. And it seems like to me, community college is an opportunity to sort of shift the narrative. Do you see it the same way?
I definitely do, because it's not going to break the bank. So number one, you're going to get that education that you need to get you entrance into those spaces. There still are places where you can't go because you do not have a certain credential. And that, you know, we're getting away from that, but there will always be that. You know, I probably would not be sitting here as the president of Community College of Philadelphia if I did not have a doctorate. And so, you know, higher education is still a pathway to many careers, and it also gives you the credibility to walk in certain rooms and have conversations with certain people. And we need to be able to do that to broaden access to opportunity. And so I would encourage folks to do that. It's not just about a piece of paper or a degree. It's about the experience. And when I hear from my alumni, what I hear about is the confidence that they have in themselves because there were these faculty and staff that poured into them and told them they could do that. That by itself is an accomplishment, something that they can be proud of. And when they walk into their next phase of life, regardless of whether that's starting a family or whether that's going into a new career, they're bringing that CCP community of people behind them that said, you can do this. And sometimes that's worth more than the degree, than the money that you put into that.
The confidence that's pumped into you.
Yes, it is. We are a community and we will wrap around you.
That was Dr. Alicia Marshall, president of the Community College of Philadelphia. I'm Cherry Gregg, and this has been a Studio 2 Extra. You can find all episodes of Studio 2 wherever you get your podcasts and listen live Monday through Thursday at noon on WHYY.